Title of this message today is It's Time. Now, sometimes, as those of you who are close to me know, I get a little bit fired up about things. You know, I get just a little bit fired up and I get a little agitated, and I'm going to be moving, Matt. I'm sorry. It's just that, you know, the people, you on Facebook, I apologize. If I disappear from view, that's okay. I'm not real pretty to look at. It's more about the things I'm going to say. But anyway, a couple Friday nights ago, I came out here. Thank you, Lisa, for giving me the privilege of doing Squishy Shoe for those kids. And I came out and did my Squishy Shoe thing. And afterwards, Tim and Lisa took us out to eat. And he was talking to us, and we were talking about the church and direction of the church and people that have come and gone and everything. I started to get real worked up about it. And my wife kept leaning over, and you know, she put her hand on my arm going, calm down, calm down. And I was, I can't calm down. This is important. These things are important. She said, calm down, calm down. We get in the car to go home. She says, B, you get worked up about stuff. And I said, yes, I do. I do sometimes get worked up about stuff. And I think right now it's time for all of us to get worked up about stuff. I think it's time for all of us to get, you know, worked up about stuff. So I originally started this message out with the idea that I would be talking about weakness and strength and trust, because I think those are things that we need in our world today. We you know, we're told constantly that we're weak. We're told constantly that we're stupid. We're told constantly we can't make our own decisions. We're told all these things all the time. So I think I wanted to get into those things. Let's talk about those things a little bit. And then as I was doing my research and I was reading the Bible and I was thinking about this and God was speaking to me, and all of a sudden, you know, all these verses that we talk about in this church all the time started coming back to me, every single one of them. And I'm going to incorporate them into here. But we're going to talk a little bit about weakness. We're going to talk a little bit about strength. We're going to talk a little bit about trust, okay? Anybody here have trust issues? Trust issues? My wife's got trust issues. Now, not about me running around on her. That's not going to happen. She knows that. But in the car, my wife's got trust issues, okay? Now, you know, they pass a law for everything. They pass a law for everything, including driving cars. Well, I think they need to pass a law that says a wife should not tell a husband how to drive when he's behind the wheel. That's what, yeah, there I get. Can I get an amen? There I go. Kurt even stood up and applauded. You see, so I know I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. How many times have, you know, you're driving, you see something out of the corner of your eye, you know it's there, you've seen it, it's been three, four seconds later, your wife goes, ah! And you jump, what? Did you see that car? Yeah, I saw it 3-4 seconds ago. You know, it happens all the time. And I don't know about the rest of you, but how about this? We're driving down the road, and if I get within 2 feet of that white edge line, my wife's going, road, road, road. Yep. See? Happens all the time. Okay? Well, let me tell you something. I'm having trust issues with world leadership right now. I'm having trust issues with world leadership right now because, quite frankly, we are a mess. We are a mess. In fact, right now, as we speak, as I'm speaking to you right now, there are Christians being slaughtered in Afghanistan just because they believe in Jesus. Okay? Religious freedoms are being taken away from people all over the place. Personal freedoms are being taken away all over the place. God did not put us on this earth to be slaves. Okay? Things are happening all over the world right now that are really, really ugly and really sad. And it's time, folks, for us to step up. It's time because God has equipped us with everything that we need. It's time for us to step up and do something about this in our own little sphere, which will then graduate to a bigger sphere, which will then graduate to the entire world. We've got to step up and take time. We're told every day, you can't make your own decisions, so we're going to make decisions for you. We're told that every day. And because we're told that every day, and because of all the craziness in the world, it's like how do I want to say this to make it? It gives us a sense of bewilderment. Sometimes we lose a little bit of hope. Sometimes we wonder, man, can I really handle this? And, you know, there's people, serious people that end up getting mentally hurt and sick because of all of the constant feeling of incapability and a fear and of a lack of being able to make your own choices and decisions and all of those things. And it just, it gets to a point where enough is enough. Enough is enough. I can promise you, folks, I can promise you that world leaders cannot give you happiness. They cannot give you peace. They cannot give you love. They cannot give you life. They cannot give you peace of mind. They cannot give you friends. They cannot give you family. And they sure as heck cannot give you eternal life. They cannot do that. God can do that. God can give you peace. God can give you peace of mind. God can give you friends. He can give you family. God can give you His Holy Spirit. He can fill you with the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and He sure as heck can give you eternal life. Am I preaching good enough yet? That was a really good word, Mark. Thank you very, very much. Okay? So when we're caught in the midst of this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do that. It's going to get worse, folks. There are world leaders around here that want to be able to tell you what you can and cannot drink, what you can and cannot eat, where you can and cannot live, what kind of house you can and cannot have, what kind of vehicle you can and cannot drive, how much electricity, water, heating oil, or natural gas you can and cannot use. They're wanting to tell you all of these things, whether or not you can go to church. Now, I don't know. They're PT and they're power tripping, okay? I told my wife last night, a good friend of ours, we've done some singing ministry with him up in the Cleveland area and even around here. He and I were high school football teammates together, and he was a first-team All-Stater. Now, my strength was in baseball. I played football. I was pretty good, nowhere near, but he was amazing. Okay, so he was by far and away, he was our captain. Everybody looked at him. Everybody said, that's Scotty. He's the man, because he was a tremendous football player, got a full-ride scholarship to go to college to play and everything. But sometimes he would be PT, and he would be power-tripping. And every now and then, it took his little buddy Mark to go, hey, Scotty, you're PTing. You're PTing, dude. Calm it down. And I wish that I had the right to go to all the world leaders right now and say, you're PTing. Calm it down. Believe it or not, we can take care of these things. We're smart enough, we're strong enough to take care of these things. Are we not? Okay, we are not weak, folks. We are not weak. We are strong, correct? And we've talked about this forever and ever and ever. We are strong. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, right? I can do what? All things through Christ who what? I can do what? Say all things? For Christ who does what? And who strengthens you? Now you're preaching good too. Okay? But you got to believe that. It's one thing to read it. It's another thing to believe it and live it. Live it. It's one thing to believe it. It's one thing to read it. And it's a whole nother ball game to live it. On my pastor's license plate, there's a beautiful Bible passage. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power. Say power. But of power and of love and of a sound mind. And if you have a sound mind, what can you do? You can make decisions. You can make decisions. And you can make your own decisions. Your decisions are what's good for you. Tim's decisions are what's good for him. Lisa's decisions are what's good for him. I don't want somebody telling me, I'm going to make these decisions for you. Okay? You done messed up. You messed up this world something fierce. And there's people, you see them on Facebook all the time, and they're putting biblical references about, we've done messed it up enough that Jesus is now coming. Yeah. You know? And maybe that's what we need. I mean, we'd all be much more happy in heaven with the Father just going like this all day and soaking in His presence and singing His praises and standing face to face with Jesus. And some of you know that story. I've been blessed to be standing face to face with Jesus. And I know what that's like. And there ain't nothing on this planet that's like it. I can promise you that. There isn't anything. So maybe that wouldn't be so bad. But you know what? I got a feeling, and I know for a fact, that God put us here for a reason, didn't he? Didn't Jesus say, go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? God, when he created Adam and Eve, he said, man, take dominion over the earth. Well, he gave this earth to us to take control of. And the people that we've put in power, that we've elected all over the world, have messed it up immensely. And it's time for us, the people that God put here for that reason, to take earth back for God. It's time. It's time for us to take earth back for God. And he's given us everything that we need. He's given us a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Those gifts we got to use now. You got to believe in that power. Everybody that's ever been a coach will tell you the first thing you got to do with those kids is you got to make them believe that they're better than they really are. You got to make them believe that they can do anything on that field or on that court or wherever they're playing. They are powerful. Together as a team, they are mighty. They can take on any enemy and they will not lose. And if you get that ingrained into them, guess what? They will not lose. And you know what, folks? I'm not losing this battle to Satan. I'm not giving up my world to that dark-souled piece of crap. I'm fighting back. I'm fighting back. And I want you to fight with me. It's time. You know what? Weakness says it's a state of condition of lacking strength. That's what the dictionary says. It's a quality or feature regarded as a disadvantage or fault. It's a self-indulgent liking for something. You know, everybody says, I got a weakness for this, I got a weakness for this. How many ladies in here have a weakness for sweets? Yeah, all of them. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. But I have a weakness for my wife, I confess. Can't live without her. I'm not stupid. Anyway, I think weakness is caused by self-doubt. I think weakness is caused by being constantly told that you're weak. Or that you're stupid, or that you can't handle life on your own, so we're going to handle life for you. I think that's where weakness comes from. You know, that's where weakness comes from. But our strength comes from God. Doesn't come from other world leaders, doesn't come from people around here who are chopping people's heads off. Our strength comes from God. You have the very DNA of God the Father Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth and of everything on it and all the people in it, past, present, and future, running through your veins right now. Right now. Okay? And remember, we've said this in this church forever, and I love it. We are not humanly beings. We are heavenly beings experiencing a temporary human existence. And why are we here? That. To bring God's will down here just like it is in heaven. You know what? And up to this point, we've been losing the battle. But I've been reading and I've been looking at things on Facebook and all these people all over the world. This isn't just happening right here, right now with me doing this. All over the world, there are people standing up and saying, it's time for us to take our world back. It is time for us to take our world back. It is time for Christians to stand up and say, it's over. Your reign of terror is over. We're done. We're fighting back. We're bigger than you. We're stronger than you. And we have God Almighty behind us. It's time. Trust is a firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. That's what the dictionary says. Now, I thought it was kind of funny, but Proverbs 3, verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. How many times have we heard Tim preach that verse in here? So we already had two of them already that we talk about in here all the time that are so applicable to today and what's going on and what we need to do moving forward. So applicable. Let me read that again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You know what happens? If you keep getting badgered with, you're not smart enough or you're not strong enough or you can't make the right decisions and blah, 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 blah. Okay, you are leaning on your own understanding. You're not trusting in the Lord. Okay? And if you trust in the Lord, right? What does the Lord say? The Lord says you can do all things. It doesn't say you can do some things. It doesn't say you can do all things some of the time. It says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Draw your strength from the Redeemer of the world. Draw your strength from the man who worked miracles. Draw your strength from the man who told you that he would be with you even until the end of time. Don't let me get too fired up. I'm trying to calm down, honey. I am. I'm trying to keep it as low key as I can. It's all good. Because trust me, what I really want to do is, that's what I really want to do, but I can't. I got to try to maintain some cool. I do, however, at one point in time, and I would love someday to preach and love to use what Kurt said a few weeks back when he preached about where he came from. Jesus was a five-syllable word. Remember that? Jesus, you know, some, yeah, I love that. Was I close, Kurt? There we go, okay. You know, I mean, it's just kind of funny how things go. And we have some visitors here from Virginia. I'm sure you've seen preachers down there that preach like that. Yeah, uh-huh. And they really get fired up. I remember one day I was flipping through channels. This was like 10 years ago. I was flipping through channels, and I ran onto this African-American minister, big man, big church. And he was just going like this, and he was a shouting, and he was a prancing, and he was saying amen, and his congregation was going crazy and clapping and screaming. But you know what? They got the message. And when they walked out the doors of that church, they were fired up. There's one thing I want to do today. When you walk out the doors, I want you to say, doggone it, he got so fired up in there, and it moved me. I want to go out and do something to change my circumstance. I want to go out and do something to change the world. I don't want this world to crumble. God made an amazing planet with amazing people. And it's doggone time that we show him thank you by making it amazing for him. Amen? I don't know how else to say it other than to just, we've been sucking. And now it's time to fight. Now it's time to fight. How I spend time with Jake, he has his own little game room upstairs and he plays games. And every night I go up there and I sit with him. And I don't want to break up because I can't stand the fact that 4 years from now he's going to be gone. But that's how I spend time with him, because he loves to play his video games. So I'll go up and sit with him for hour and a half, sometimes more, just so I can be with him, because I know he's going to be gone. Well, he plays this game called Attack on Titan. I don't know if any of you have ever heard of it. It's like world famous, you know, greatest video game of all time kind of thing. And there's a big lion in there. There's a big lion in there that when I heard it, it went, oh, wow. And it struck me to heart. You know what? And this is it. You can't win if you don't fight. Christians, we can't win and take this planet back if we don't fight. We got to fight. And whatever that looks like in your little world, you got to fight. And I want to tell you something too. Even in weakness, even when you're feeling weak, you can draw strength from God. You can draw strength from God. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." So when you're weak or feeling weak, you call on the name of the Lord, and what does he do? He sends you his power. He plugs you in. Says, "You know what? I got you. Remember this one? Remember the story? Yeah. This is God and you. I got you. You're feeling beaten down. You're feeling downtrodden. You're feeling weak. I got you. I will give you my strength." Now, let me tell you something. If you're walking around and you're dealing not with your own personal strength, but you're going to battle with God's strength, God the Almighty, his strength, you aren't going to lose. You will not lose. You will not. Say this, "I will not lose." Now you're preaching good again. Walk out of here saying that. Today, when you walk out that door, you're going to what? "I will not lose. I will not lose." Kind of funny because I put notes together like this and I write them down and then I get up here and then God just goes, you know, I may as well not even take notes. I got to tell you a little story though. You'll get a kick out of this. This was years ago when I was still practicing law. I was sitting in the back of the courtroom with my client waiting for our turn to get up and make our appearance in the courtroom. And there was a young woman who was up at the defendant's table. Prosecutor's here, defense is over here, judge is up here. And the judge is saying, "You know, Miss blah, 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 you were supposed to show up with an attorney today." And, "Well, I couldn't, Your Honor. I kind of can't afford an attorney." "Do you understand this is your trial? If you don't have an attorney here, you're going to have to try this case on your own. Do you understand that?" And I thought, oh, boy. Oddly enough, I knew her. I knew her dad. So, and they were poor as church mice. They didn't have any money. So I stood up in the back and I said, "Your Honor, if you don't mind, can I approach the bench?" And he said, "Do you want to be involved in this case?" I said, "With the court's permission." He said, "All right." So we're going to take a recess. I'm going to give Mr. Schnittke 20 minutes with blah, blah, blah. So all I had nothing. I had a notepad like this. That's all I had. I had no research. I had no knowledge of the facts of the case or anything like that. Took 20 minutes with her. That's all he gave me, 20 minutes. He said, "We've continued this case twice already. I'm not going to continue it past today. If you want to do this, we're going to do this today." So I talked with her for 20 minutes. I developed a theme for how she could win this case. And then I tried, when we got into the courtroom, I tried to funnel every bit of evidence that was put up there by the prosecuting attorney into my theme, into my idea. And then when I got her up there, I told her, I said, "Okay, now, I just want you to answer everything truthfully. And when the prosecutor starts badgering you, don't worry about it. I'll cut him off. Blah, blah, blah." I had a piece of paper like this, front and back. That was all that I did. Tried the case. She was found not guilty. Okay? Because I had a theme, and I was able to take everything from their side of the case and my side of the case, funnel it into that one theme that was unmistakable, not guilty. If you believed my theory, and I took everything of their evidence and everything of my evidence, and I shoved it into that theory right there, if you believed in my theory, you had to find her not guilty. They believed in my theory. Judge believed in my theory, found not guilty. Guess what? Whose theory do you have working on you right now? Whose theory do you have to work with right now? You have God the Father Almighty. You've got the commission of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. You've got all the theory you need. You've got one powerful river of amazingness that you can funnel everything into. And if people start seeing that and they start seeing, you know what? He's right. Look at this. Look at how everything is starting to fall right into place. And look at how everything is just following what he's telling me to be true is true. And I don't have to believe the lies anymore. I don't have to believe the lies anymore. All I got to do is listen and trust myself, draw my strength and my power from God Almighty and follow his theory. And everything will work out. You know, even God the Father Almighty trusts us to make decisions. Does he not? He gave us free will, didn't he? He gave us free will. He does not impose his will on us, even when our will isn't his. He does not impose his will on us. He trusts us enough to make decisions on our own. And if God the Father trusts us to make our decisions on our own, so should everybody else. Plain and simple. Now, to be sure, we mess up. But the good news is, he gives us salvation through Jesus to take care of it when we mess up doing our own will. You know, how many times have we heard Tim say, we got a plan, and I've had a plan, Tim says, how many times have you gone off on this tangent over here, and then God has to take you and run you back over here where you're supposed to be? You know, we've all done that. God's had a plan for our lives, and anyway, and speaking of plans, Jeremiah 29:11, how many times have we heard this verse in this church? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. How applicable is that today? When the whole world seems to be crumbling down around us, how applicable is it when he says, I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you what? Hope and what? A future. Exactly. Am I preaching good enough yet? Okay. Just ask it. You know, I wasn't here the day he did that, but I listened to the CD. I love that man. I loved that guy who was doing that. And he would, apparently, according to Melissa, he'd stand up here and say, am I preaching good enough yet? And then he'd go sit down and he'd go, yeah, you're doing great. And he'd get back up and he'd, yeah, you know. But I love that. I love that. So if we know even in weakness, we gather strength from God, because he says he that in our weakness, he puts in his power. We know that he gives us not a spirit of fear. We know that. We know that he has a plan for us, right? We know that we have to trust in the Lord and not lean on our own understanding. We know all of those things, and we've known them for a long time. Now, here's something else I found that I thought was quite interesting. Psalms chapter 146, verse 3 says, do not put your trust in human leaders. No human can save you. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man or in princes. How about that? You know? And I mean no disrespect to elected officials. I do not. I'm not getting up here and trying to be political in any way, shape, or form. This is not about politics. This is about Christians taking back our world. Talking about us making this world what God intended it to be. Now, we did real good in the, you know, be fruitful and multiply department. You know, we did real good there. How many, what are there? 8 billion people on planet Earth right now? Jake could probably tell you. How many people have ever lived on the planet, Jake? Do you know that? Yes. No idea. How many people live on the planet now? 8 billion. Yeah, that's what I thought. You ever want to know anything about anything? Ask Jake. Oh, for sure, in a way. Yeah, he knows everything about everything. Smart boy. He gets on these apps and, you know, learning apps, even all summer long on the learning app and learning app and learning app. And he has a wealth of knowledge about a bunch of stuff. So if you have a question, just go ask Jake. Now, if you have a question about hooking up sound equipment, stuff like that, you got to ask Matt or John. But, you know, other stuff you can ask Jake. Thank you for the sound, guys. Appreciate it very, very much. All right. I think I need to wrap it up here, but you get the point, right? You get where I'm at? Get where I'm coming from? I've reached a point where I don't want to sit by anymore. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure. I haven't got, like, completely formulated a plan in my mind of how I'm going to go about attacking this to get the world back on my own and moving it forward. I honestly wish that I had the money that I could retire and just do this and just go all over everywhere and just beg people, please, let's do this. Grab a bunch of leaders and let's move forward. Let's get going on this. Let's not waste any more time. I'm tired of watching Christians get their heads cut off just because they believe in Jesus. I'm tired of watching a world crash down around us when the solution is simple. Trust in God with all your heart. If every political leader trusted in God instead of leaning on their own understanding, think how wonderful this country and this planet would be. Think about that just for a second. I'm talking amazing wonderful. I'm talking beyond belief wonderful. I'm talking on earth as it is in heaven wonderful. Now, how great would that be? You know, how great would that be? It can happen, and by golly, it will. It will. If I have to go to a mountaintop and shout it, I'm going to get something started. If not me, then who? Okay? Think about that. Look at all the wonderful stuff Tom has done with people from all over the world. And he could have said, I'm leaving you alone. You're from Nigeria, or you're from wherever you're, Tanzania, or wherever you are. But you know what? He took it upon himself. He said, you know what? If not me, then who's going to minister to this person? What, how many, Tom? What, 25, 30 people you've told us about in here that you've led to Christ just by listening? It's incredible. Okay? We can all do that. We have the strength, we have the power, we have the knowledge, we have the book. I didn't bring my Bible up here. Somebody hold up a Bible. We have the book. We have the game plan. We have the game plan. God put it together for us through all of the people that wrote in that Bible years and years and years and years and years ago. We've got the game plan. We just got to follow the game plan and stop veering off and letting other people in this world tell us how to live our lives. Okay? God bless you, amazing people. And God bless you for sitting there listening to me rant. And I didn't rant nearly as much as I thought I was going to. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for this world. Thank you for the people in it. Thank you for your gifts of strength and power. Thank you for the gift of trust. Help us all now to trust in you, that you will give us every tool that we need to take this world back for you. Give us good health. Give us good intentions. Give us sound decision making. And let us move forward now. Let us be the army that you want us to be. With your guiding hand, we're confident, we're sure. And if you'll just lay that plan out in front of us, Lord, we will follow it. We give you praise and thanksgiving for every good blessing, especially that's the greatest blessing of all, our freedom and our salvation through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.